I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, sometimes it's easy to read the Bible and skip over the very small words in a text, and there may be several reasons why we do that. It could be that maybe we're convinced those small words don't really carry the significance that they actually do in a text. It could be that as we read the Bible, we're so looking forward to what we consider the meatier portions of a Bible verse that we just skip right over the small words. But I think in this program and in others on this station, we have emphasized that small words really do make all the difference in our understanding of the Bible. Have you ever been reading a Bible verse, and between one verse and the beginning of the next, there'll be the word and, or maybe therefore, and it gives you a sense of what he's trying to accomplish in the next verse? Well, today I want to give you our word for study today, and the word is but, B-U-T. It indicates a contrast in the Bible. And if we are not very careful, we can miss some of the most significant teaching in the Bible that is presented to us by way of contrast. The Bible writer will be making a point, and then he will contrast another point with what he's just stated so that our understanding of the truth that he's now presenting is enhanced by contrasting it, by showing this the antithesis to what he has just stated. And again, there's nothing especially hard about that word. It is a very small word in the Bible, but it makes all the difference in how we see some of the truths related to us in the Bible. And I want today just to observe a few examples from the Bible where the word but is found to show you why it is such a significant word for us to consider. Consider Matthew chapter 5. I'm only going to draw one out of many examples from Matthew chapter 5. But notice, Matthew 5, 27 and 28. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart. Notice what Jesus does. He is contrasting what had become the typical everyday understanding of the law in the mind of the people with what the true intent of the law was, with what the true exegesis of the law was. Many had come to believe, in this particular instance, that as long as a man did not actually physically commit adultery, he could do anything up to that point. And Jesus then says, but I say, he's contrasting the true understanding of God of this requirement versus man's understanding. Men say, okay, as long as you don't commit the actual physical act of adultery, you can lust after her. And Jesus says, but I'm telling you, that's not true. If you lust after her in your heart, you've committed adultery, at least in your heart, you've already done that. Even the lusting is wrong, Jesus says. Notice how the contrast here in this passage shows us the true intent of the law. How about Romans 5, verse 20? Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now, there is no doubt that sin abounds in this world, but I want you to notice the contrast that Paul presents. Sin abounds, but grace does much more abound. He is showing us the power of God's work, the power of God's goodness toward man to conquer the power of sin. Sin may be powerful, yes, but the grace of God is more powerful to show us a contrast between these two elements and the significance of grace over sin. How about Romans 6:17? But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but that you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Notice that he contrasts their current state, being the servants of God, with their former state of being servants of the devil, and that the gospel of Jesus Christ, and having obeyed the form that he speaks of here in this passage, delivered them from being the servants of sin to being now the servants of God. And he uses the contrast, that word but, to indicate the contrast between these two positions. You were the servants of sin, but you are not now. And that word but indicates the significance of the transition of life in these people. How about 1 Corinthians 6, beginning in verse 9? This is one of the greatest examples I could give you in the Bible. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor revilers, nor drunkards, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now watch, and such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Honestly, just like we can do today, somebody could say, weren't you a drunk? And these people could say, I was, but I'm not now. Notice how that word but indicates a contrast, a huge contrast between their current state and what they were. Somebody could say, weren't you a fornicator in time past? But I'm not now. I've been washed, but I'm justified. I've been sanctified. That word but indicates an extreme change in their position. Notice how that word but indicates contrast in the Bible. Then finally, one more example, Galatians 3, beginning in verse 22. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before the faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up under the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that the faith has come, we are no longer under the schoolmaster. We are under the law of Moses until the faith comes. Schoolmaster, but now the faith. What's that mean? We are now under the New Testament of Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you, as you study words in the Bible and as you read the Bible, notice how many times that you'll find a work of Satan mentioned in the Bible followed immediately by, but God. Don't underestimate the power of that word but in the Bible that indicates a contrast usually between something that we ought not be doing and something that God can do on our behalf as we appeal to conditions of pardon and make our life so much better. But it's a very important word. It's been our word for today. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.